This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
It's pretty good. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at this morning?
Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today because it's Pizza Thursday.
Yeah, Pizza Thursday.
Also going to get some grocery shopping done after work. Love you guys so much. Have a great day.
Just remember, Nico and Steve, nobody El Pizza's the Hut.
I think there is a Pizza Hut in... Oh, no, there is a Pizza Hut in Brockport. We went there.
Yeah, we did. We
and they live quasi close to Brockport, so... Head on over.
Oh, so Breezy and I yesterday, me for the first time, had Peels on Wheels.
First and last, unfortunately.
I thought it was incredible. Has anyone heard of this place?
Literally everybody in the city.
I didn't
it's
know
like
anything
a staple
about it.
In the city.
I didn't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It sucks when you find out about something and then it closes. So.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So tough. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are pretty good today. My daughter's crown came in yesterday for her Kinsin. Excited for the Kinsinera.
I thought you were talking about her mouth.
No, her Kinsay. Party planning is so much fun. I hope you guys have a great day as well. Thank you, Amy. You as well. Nora's here. I'm in my good vibes because it's payday.
Oh, that's what's up, Nora.
Why do people...
They're
like,
all over the place.
Paid random. Like, they're like, I get paid on Monday. Like, what? What do you mean you get paid on Monday?
It's payday. It's Sunday morning.
What?
Okay.
I love that for you, though.
We love a good paycheck. Listen, I thought moving back from California, I was going to save money. It's like the taxes are the same. What happened? Where is my paycheck? Oh, the government took it. That's right.
Yes. It always blows my mind that there's states with no income tax. It's insane.
Oregon.
Florida.
Do you say Oregon or Oregon? What do you say? I hear people say it differently.
I say Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
I heard Oregon. Someone was like, yeah, me and my wife took a trip to Oregon. What? The Oregon like Trail?
I feel like it's tomato, tomato, but if you say it tomato, you're wrong. So.
Yeah. I'll tell you, anyone there, especially Portland, man, do they hate people from California.
Really?
God forbid you show them your driver's license. They hate it because they think everybody's trying to come there and move. and they don't like outsiders.
They're like, keep Portland weird.
I was like, I'm just,
don't worry, it's
if
weird.
If you've seen the show Portlandia, I'm telling you, it's that. That's what that place is.
Keep Portland weird. I heard it's like quasi-dangerous too.
I mean, where I was taking a trip from Seattle. Because I was in Seattle for 3 weeks selling skincare. And right. I was like, you know, I really like Portland. Super artsy, a lot of hippies. But I was like, they made you feel bad for coming into their bar to have a drink. I'm like, oh, well.
I think that's where our trip is going to be this year. I think we're going to do Seattle and then drive down to Portland.
Who's we?
My girlfriend and I.
Oh, I thought you planned a trip for the two of us.
No, I'm so sorry. You're going to Italy, remember? Plan that trip.
Well.
Plan that trip.
Yeah, I did have that conversation with my parents this weekend.
Yeah, we should probably stop talking about it and just pull trig.
Right, well, there's a couple of things going on, but yeah, looks like it's probably going to happen. Just not in April.
As it should. When are you going to go?
Well, they're looking at possibly August. This is the best time. Because that way my family will actually be there when we get there. All right.
Good morning. Vibes are up because I booked mine and my daughter's trip to Texas so she can finally meet her family for the first time. She's 6.
Oh, that's awesome.
And has never gotten to hug her dad's side of the family. So,
first time on a plane?
Love it. I don't know. Probably. Hopefully.
Well,
safe. Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, brother.
Everything's so big.
More dangerous.
Well, welcome to the big state.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Vibes are up this morning. Tomorrow is Friday. It's not payday for us, is it? Ah, damn, it's not payday. This biweekly thing has to go in the trash. I'm sorry. But otherwise, leaving for Florida next weekend, I'm definitely looking forward to that. A lot of us are skipping town. And got a guest bartending event tomorrow night for the Bachelors for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. That's going
to
be in Fairport.
They asked you to bartend?
No, I'm going to show support. I was just like last weekend. What? No, I won't be guest bartending this time around. But if they need me behind the bar, God knows I make quite the beer.
He's like, you need a Diet Coke? I can get that for you.
Get that. Your vibes are up, Breeze?
Vibes are sky high. Absolutely sky high.
Well, not for these people in Seneca Falls. There was a decision that has sparked outrage among the community, and I'll tell you why after Seneca Falls got a local operating permit to expand this one thing in people's backyards, and people are losing it, and for very good reason. We'll talk about that coming up for the big story of the day. 45 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings. Thanks for the good vibes.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. The Seneca Falls Town Board voted Tuesday night in favor of granting a local operation permit for the expansion of the Seneca Meadows landfill. And this is New York State's biggest landfill. Thing is massive. That decision has just sparked outrage among community members. I'm sure maybe you know why, but one resident of Seneca Falls expressed her frustration, saying, like many community members, we're just disgusted and upset, to say the least. And you can't blame them. Anyone for really being pissed over this. Everyone pretty much seems to have the same concern.
Right.
The landfill's expansion raises a lot of health and environmental concerns. Even me, I used to have a landfill right in my backyard. It was not pretty, and it smelled awful. You ever been to Hollywood?
Oh. Yikes.
Not to mention, this entire area
of
where this landfill is has the highest rate of lung cancer in New York State.
Also, that just, like, plummets your home value. Like, if you bought a home, and then there's a landfill right near it, now it's just gone down astronomically for the resale value.
Originally,
no one wants to live next to it.
I don't know. I'm not really 100% sure the distance between the homes and where the landfill actually is, but originally this was set to close this year. The landfill's management company requested an extension to operate until 2040 and then expand the facility. While most excuse me, while most neighbors oppose the landfill, there's a few that support it, questioning its link to cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
One resident cited personal habits as potential causes, asking the question, well, was it the 45 years I smoked cigarettes, the 40 years I drank scotch, or is it the smelly landfill? All very legitimate questions.
Ugh, yikes. Gross. Ugh.
The next town board meeting is set for April 1st on that. And you
cross
bet
your fingers and toes.
You bet there's a lot of people that are going to be showing up for that. Coming up on the show, we got a message from Becky who's asking the question, should parents really be responsible for paying for college? Not in Becky's eyes.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance that your parents are going to pay for your college, whether they can afford it, whether they want to, whether they trust that you're going to actually do well in college and thrive.
Mm-hmm. Becky's saying
not everyone does.
We have plenty of money to pay for our kids' colleges, but I don't think we should. They're going to learn today. We'll get to Becky's message. Hear what you guys have to say about it coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Let's get into it. Should parents be responsible for paying for college? Not in Becky's eyes. And I thought this was interesting. You know, with seniors graduating this year, heading off to college, maybe there is a handful of parents who agree with Becky and her take on this. Here's the message. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Can you help me get to the bottom of this? Should parents have to pay for college? Because I got into it with some of my friends the other night after a few glasses of wine.
Classic. Classic Becky.
Our kids are all in high school, and I have a freshman and a junior who attend Penfield School District. I just don't think that we should have to pay for college. If my kids want to go bad enough, then they'll have to work it out. They don't have a problem with it, but my friends think I'm selfish and awful. And the truth is that yes, we could afford it, but that would mean no family vacations, no retirement security for us. My husband and I both worked hard and have made our own way. I expect the same from my kids. My friends can't get over it. They all have college money put away and are paying for all of it. What are your thoughts? I would love to hear from your listeners and other parents. Thank you. Love the show. All right. Thanks for the message, Becky. I went to community college, and my father, both my parents were a huge help when it came to that, which is obviously a lot less expensive than if I went to a university, which I had no interest in doing. But still, I mean, you're still paying $1,000 for a book, even at a community college.
Yeah. And like you're lucky enough that your dad put the kibosh to you living in the dorms, because it would have been triple.
I said, Dad, please let me live in the dorms. You're 15 minutes from home. Bring your ass back here after class.
No, you're like, not doing that.
But I want the college experience. I was looking up if MCC had fraternities.
Also hilarious that you think you'd get the college experience at MCC dorm rooms. Hilarious. You're like in a plaza somewhere. Yeah,
but what about the people that moved out of state to go to MCC?
What do you mean moved out of state? Came in from out of state, you mean?
Moved from their hometown to come to MCC. Did anyone do that? Do you think people did that?
I think the only people that like really do that are people from Long Island, like, or like downstate, maybe the city of Long Island area. They're so.
Well, would anybody move out of their home state to go to a community college?
Yeah.
They do, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, like, I saw it at my community college, and I saw it at my university. Literally, I'm like, how big is that island? They're all like, I'm from Long Island. I'm like, okay. I'm from New York. I'm like, okay, great. How big is that island? How big is that city? Because they're not just at one college. They're at all of the SUNY schools, right? Because they're in New York, so they obviously are going to get a discount on a SUNY school.
I was tempted to go to FLCC, for the college experience. 585-252-9000.
Yeah, Canandaigua was a raging college town for sure. Raging.
I do miss those days.
Also, not to throw shade on their name, but the college experience at Flick with the dorms.
Yeah.
They're like rundown motels. It's like really bad over there. It's really probably the worst part of the town.
Welcome to college. Isn't this a Motel 6? Welcome to college.
Why am I in a lodge?
Let's go over to some of you guys. I want to hear from our listeners on this right now. There's a few of you guys weighing in. Let's go to Cynthia this morning that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Unpopular opinion here, but a part of me agrees with this woman. I want my kids to have an understanding of what it feels like to work for what you want in life. I will absolutely help them if I feel they are putting in an effort to help themselves. If it teaches them nothing, though, if you just give them thousands of dollars for college. Here's the other thought. First of all, Cynthia, thank you. You make a great point. But what 18, 19-year-old has any money to go to college?
Well, they don't. I mean, they take out loans.
Sure, I get that. But aren't you really just, if you have the ability to help them, wouldn't it be more comforting to you as a parent to know they're not going to be just in piles of debt after they graduate if you can help them out just a little bit?
For sure. I kick myself every single day because...
Yeah, well, you didn't apply yourself.
My parents did help me with college.
Until they didn't.
Until they didn't. Until I shot myself in the foot.
Because you wanted to party.
I went to community college at OCC out in Syracuse. My first semester there, flunked out, got a 1 GPA. I failed every class but public speaking. I absolutely soared and got an A, as we know.
A 1 GPA, that's wild.
And then my parents were like, yeah, you're done. So go to Miss Sally Mae, take out your loan.
That's what's up. That's good parents
right
there. And
now I pay $400 a month. Student loans for like one semester of college, one semester of community college.
Yeah.
So I had to take out a loan for like 25. Yeah. Oh. Insane. And then they eventually started paying again once I was soaring with my grades, but really tough.
What's up, Andrew? Hey guys, I'm not rich, upper middle class. I have four kids. I will pay for all of their colleges. I never went to college and barely graduated high school. My family didn't have a lot of money. I can't imagine my kids owing all that money if I can help it. Why would you want your children to start out as adults with huge amounts of
already
debt?
Already in the hole.
I built my wealth for my kids.
Already in the hole. This person says, my parents were very supportive about college, but also let us know we were going to figure out what loans were real quick.
Yeah.
This person says, Lucy from Rochester, I think they should, because if you have enough money, they may not. From experience, you're going to go in debt from college, and it's going to be extremely hard to pay back. And when you have lots of classes, all you're going to think about is getting a good job to pay those loans back. But what you don't realize is that you're going to have to pay those loans back and get an apartment and pay a car loan. And then by the time you're done with your paycheck, you have nothing left to show for it.
I have a lot of friends in their late 30s still paying those college loans. Almost 20 years later? Robert says, honestly, having a kid in this day and age and expecting them to go to college when you can't pay for it is evil. Your kids are going to be miles behind their peers. Let's go to this person. If you stop making comments on the fact that someone's parents are paying for their college, it is not someone else's fault that your own parents are not financially helping you. It just depends on the parents. I also worked my butt off and won't be paying for my kids' way either. That's for them to figure out. Well, if they could figure that out, sure. If you're just tuning in, Breezy and myself got a message from Becky, who's asking if parents should really be responsible for paying for college. She says both her husband and I, she and her husband both worked hard, made their own way. They expect the same from their kids.
And like, honestly, when it comes to the career that you're going in to,
yeah,
that makes all the difference. Huge. As well. So what do you think? What do you think the average student loan debt is per person in the United States?
For a four-year degree?
Yeah.
$225,000?
Well, for this, it's just like an average. It's like an average. It says
160?
It says 40.
No, that's not right.
40,000.
40,000 for 4 years of school?
But it depends on the college you're going to.
I get that.
It depends on what level of, you know,
I mean, there's some colleges.
Education you're getting.
Yeah, some colleges are 40K a semester. By the way, we had this conversation a couple months ago. I don't remember how we got into it, but I was talking to a teacher who talked her student out of going to college. She wanted to be a physical therapist. She was going to pay over $100,000 for school, but start out making $42,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she basically told her, don't do it. You're making the wrong decision.
Ew.
That's what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
All right, Becky, thanks for the message this morning. This looks like it's kind of split down the middle.
Becky. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.